The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ditch the clowns on the left
and the jokers on the right
and join Michael Smerconish right here in the middle.
This is the Smerconish Podcast for independent minds.
I'm at 98% capacity.
Wow, that's pretty high.
98%.
98 is pretty high for someone who, what time did you get home last night?
What time did my head hit the pillow? 1 a.m.
I know that I got a
1 a.m.
But you did some serious late night work.
No, I worked the whole way home.
I know.
The newsletter was all structured, except if there were breaking news. The poll question was selected.
Yep.
I told you how I wanted to handle the YouTube Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Everything. I totally forgot yesterday to tell the POTUS audience, and I wish that I had, that I was going up to New York last night to be a guest for the entire 9 p.m. hour, joined, by the way, by my colleague here at POTUS, Laura Coates. And it was a really good hour where we talked about the news of the day. Truth be told, I think, TC, I was invited to go up there because the expectation, no one said this, but this was my assessment, my impression, is that some folks thought that maybe yesterday was the day that Trump was going to get indicted.
Oh.
And therefore, they wanted to have a special panel ready to go to react to that news. And then, of course, after all the plans were cemented, came news that the grand jury, the Manhattan grand jury, was not sitting yesterday. They are sitting today. Today might be the day. I have lots of thoughts that I want to share on that whole situation. But I'd already committed to go make the trip. So, and for me,
the legal minds were there.
But for me, it's a lot, though, to do this show and then to go up there and then circle back. If I wanted to stay over, of course, they'd put me up and so forth. But I don't want to do that. I like being right here in this studio, especially in these times, which I think are quite momentous. I'll just ask you this question. If I got picked up at my house at 5,
yeah,
and if that car arrived back in my drive at midnight,
yes,
7 hours,
yep,
is that too much for one driver?
So they've driven up and back.
They drove to me, but drove to me locally.
Okay.
But assuming he or she hadn't done anything else that day. If they'd been driving all day and then come to my house at 5 and go up and then come back. I just felt sorry for him or her, because typically CNN provides somebody who will shuttle me up there, and then it's somebody else to bring me back. I swear to God, that New Jersey Turnpike is going to be the death of me someday.
Please don't say that.
It is.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Was the driver uneasy? Was the driver making you uneasy on the way home?
No, it's all fine. I just was doing the calculus of, you know, the hours as I'm in the back seat.
It's an 8-hour workday. All good.
Okay, assuming that's all the day consisted of.
Yeah, but you don't know when you get the driver who's driving you home, you don't know what that driver's been doing all day.
Also true. And frankly, many times in the past, I've thought this guy's been on the road all day long. And people are listening to this and they're saying, Michael, you're Louis C.K. in first class complaining about the lack of Wi-Fi. Drive yourself. I had to work all the way up. The issues kept shifting. And all the way back.
Right.
Yeah, and all the way back. And this is not some fancy thing. This is like a tiny SUV and, you know, I'm just cramped in the back.
And I bet there's not a train that goes late. In other words, you could train it up, but you couldn't train it back.
No.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay.
It was
well, hey, I'm glad to have you here.
And
I
am happy to be here. But
great.
I'm just telling you, I'm at 98% capacity.
You look like 100. You look like 110.
I am not as good as I once was, but I am as good once as I ever was.
And you're doing casual Thursday, I noticed.
I love that part.
It's just too much. It's just too much.
You got the vest.
Just
you got a lot going on. Someone on YouTube said you were sporting the Marty McFly vest, and I thought that was hilarious.
This is my Phillies vest. I wore this to the World Series.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, so last night's program, I have some audio that as I get into the subject matter of the program today, I'll share with you.
This is the Smirconish Podcast from SiriusXM.
Debt, it keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap. Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest, find programs to write off your balances so that you owe less, stop those threatening phone calls, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Listen to Michael live weekdays on POTUS, SiriusXM channel 124, and on the SXM app.
Ladies and gentlemen, so last night's program, I have some audio that as I get into the subject matter of the program today, I'll share with you because Caitlin Collins was the moderator. Sarah Seidner was one of the guests. Laura, who I mentioned, was we were the panelists. And then we had four different guests during the course of the program, one of whom was Adam Schiff. And the focus of what we were discussing was the likelihood of Donald Trump being indicted by the Manhattan District Attorney. That may happen today. That may happen today as the grand jury reconvenes. I don't think that's the most significant development. I have been saying that there are these four areas in which he, Trump, faces legal peril, four buckets of potential criminal liability. One of them, the events loosely described of January 6th. And remember, speaking of Adam Schiff was a January 6th committee member. They made a referral, non-binding, but they made a referral to the Justice Department of four different potential criminal charges against Donald Trump, including sedition. So that is bucket number one. Jack Smith, the special counsel appointed by Merrick Garland, is conducting that investigation. You don't hear anything about it. You hear nothing at all about whether there's an earnest investigation. Can they blame Trump for the riot, whatever the hell you want to call it, at the Capitol on January 6th? Then you've got Fannie Willis, the Fulton County District Attorney in Georgia. For a while, like, that was all the buzz, and we saw the jury foreperson when she was getting her 15 minutes of fame. They had taken a vote. The investigative grand jury had taken a vote. We learned that they recommended several indictments be brought, but it would require another grand jury being impaneled. I don't know where that now sits, but I always thought that that was a serious challenge of former President Trump. You've got what we spent a lot of time talking about recently, including with Michael Cohen's lawyer, Lanny Davis, yesterday. If you missed that interview, it was the Daily Podcast. Please go listen to it. Really, really insightful. But you've got the Stormy Daniels hush money payment, which is bucket number three of legal peril for Donald Trump. And number four, the Mar-a-Lago documents. And not just his possession of classified information, but rather the potential for an obstruction of justice charge. The Mar-a-Lago documents, as I'm loosely describing this bucket, also being handled by Jack Smith, the special counsel appointed by Merrick Garland. And that is where the news has come in the last 24 hours, because you've probably heard or seen the headline that a court has ordered a Trump lawyer to hand over records to prosecutors. And what this is all about is that one of Donald Trump's lawyers, relative to his possession of documents that he shouldn't have had and the efforts by the government to get them back, is a guy named Evan Corcoran, a lawyer named Evan Corcoran. Evan Corcoran is now being forced to testify tomorrow in connection with the investigation into the Mar-a-Lago documents. This is really unusual, because it represents a piercing of the attorney-client relationship by virtue of something that's called the crime-fraud exception. Generally speaking, the communications between an attorney and client are sacrosanct, and nobody gets to hear them. If there's a third party present, unrepresented, then, you know, that's a convenient way to get around it. But this hook, this exception, the crime fraud exception, means that there's been a showing here that prosecutors have reason to believe that legal advice or services have been used to further a crime, usually by the client. And so on that basis, a district court judge decided that Evan Corcoran ought to have to testify and produce documents relative to the Mar-a-Lago classified information. And an appeal was then taken by the Trump lawyers to, you often hear the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia referenced as like the farm team for the Supreme Court of the United States. They get a lot of big cases. And a lot of Supreme Court justices have come from this court. So that's the court that I'm talking about. And that federal appeals court ruled yesterday that this lawyer, Evan Corcoran, representing former President Donald Trump in the inquiry into his handling of classified materials, is going to have to return to a grand jury and give prosecutors what are described as likely dozens of documents relating to his legal work for Trump. It's a really big ruling. And something that I find significant about it was the briefing schedule. Meaning that, let me get this TikTok right. Tuesday night, to the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, the Trump lawyers had to produce, brief their side of this Tuesday night by midnight. You might not find that all unusual, okay? But the government had to then file a response by 6 a.m. yesterday. By 6 a.m. Gang, this doesn't happen. This does not happen that a court of appeals says to litigants, okay, we want to hear from you by midnight and you by 6 a.m. That's factual when I tell you, A, that happened, and B, it doesn't happen. It happened in this case and it doesn't happen. Now here comes my speculation, okay? Here's the speculation. The speculation is all of these investigations and everybody in their orbit now realizes that it's going to be game on when Alvin Bragg brings this case against Trump. It's like, holy crap, you know, the gamesmanship and the speaking and the speculation is over. Somebody's actually about to indict former President Donald Trump. And it's having, I argue, a ripple effect on all of these other investigations, including Jack Smith, looking at what I continue to believe is the cleanest, strongest case against Trump, which is the obstruction of justice case for the handling of the Mar-a-Lago documents. Yeah, I got to say this again, mitigated by the fact that Biden and Pence also had documents, but they had documents without the obstruction aspect of it. But still, in the court of public opinion, I think I said this on television last night, like to the guy in a bar who's a Trump supporter, it's going to be one of everybody does it. And they only came after our guy. And I'll tell you something else about this, the Jack Smith investigation of Mar-a-Lago. Jack Smith can't bring an indictment against Donald Trump. That has to come from Merrick Garland. And I believe, and I want to pursue this because I think this is going to become a really important subject in the days and weeks ahead. I believe that the way this is structured, Evan Corcoran's going to testify tomorrow. Jack Smith is going to turn around and make a recommendation to Merrick Garland that Donald Trump be indicted for obstruction of justice. I mean, I think that Smith has a rather black and white task. You know, was there a violation of law here that we can prove? Yes, there was. Here you go, Merrick Garland, Mr. Attorney General. But Garland has other considerations. And he's got prosecutorial discretion. To the extent anybody has to look at the totality of circumstances, that this is a former president of the United States who is now the leading Republican candidate, I don't think that is Jack Smith's responsibility. I do believe that it's Merrick Garland's responsibility. And by having appointed a special counsel who makes a recommendation, you know, maybe Garland's got no out. If Jack Smith says, here it is, Mr. AG, it's a prosecution that we've teed up for obstruction, I don't know that Garland can say no to that. But that's where I think this thing is headed. So, again, you know, one other observation, if I may. On Saturday, and I know that it was at 8:15. In fact, it was Caitlin Collins, with whom I appeared last night, who broke the story for CNN. On Saturday morning at 8:15, I'm on set, I'm doing a rehearsal, and all of a sudden CNN breaks the story that Trump believes, and then on Truth Social, you know, he came forth with all this, that on Tuesday, meaning 2 days ago, he was going to be arrested. I think he said arrested, not charged. And, you know, obviously you got to be charged before you're arrested. But I'm starting to think that was all BS. That there is a very real prospect of him being indicted, maybe even today. But the whole invention of Tuesday, where did Tuesday come from? I think he pulled it out of whole cloth as a power move to put pressure on Alvin Bragg, to put pressure on House Republicans to force Alvin Bragg's grand jury to have to hear from Robert Costello, the Michael Cohen critic. I think Trump, I mean, he is a master at just stirring shit up, right? I mean, Trump, I said to somebody recently, and maybe I said it on air here, like if you gave Donald Trump a choice, Mr. President, tomorrow you cannot be in the news. Or you're going to be in the news, but it's going to be something really bad, like an allegation from a porn star that you paid her off, or a looming indictment, or, you know, fill in the blank. I think he would choose the latter. He is John Barron, after all, if you remember. But I think that Trump whipped up the Tuesday date out of nowhere. Yeah, this is an important week. It may come today, but I think it was all him bigfooting the process. And just trying to let Alvin Bragg know, you caught a tiger by the tail here. You better be ready. In the same way that Ron DeSantis better be ready if you want to tangle with me. I'll tell you something else interesting, I think. And that is that in our second segment last night, Adam Schiff was the guest. And the way that this was structured is they allowed each of us, each of we panelists, to pose a question to Congressman Schiff. I wrote my own. They were suggested, not required, but like, hey, you might want to ask him this. You might want to. And I'm like, no, I know exactly what I want to ask him. So here's my question last night to Congressman Schiff and his response.
Congressman, it's Michael Smirkanish. You served on the January 6th committee, which, of course, made criminal referrals to the Justice Department regarding President Trump, including insurrection. My question is this. Does a case based on sex diminish the importance of any charge that might later flow from your committee's work?
stop that for a second, right? I mean, isn't that a pretty good question to ask him? What I'm really getting at here is whether the January 6 folks, Merrick Garland, Jack Smith, Fonnie Willis in Georgia, what do they think of Alvin Bragg bringing this claim that the New York Times describes as novel, risky, the Washington Post labels as untested, the other people with skin in the game who maybe are ready to bring their own indictments, do they think this should be happening? Do they want Alvin? Now, they can't collude. They can't pick up the phone. Merrick Garland cannot pick up the phone and call Alvin Bragg and tell him to back off. As a practical matter, in the court of public opinion, you could never, never do that. People would say, look, see, the fix is in against Donald Trump. But I got to believe in their heart of hearts, this is not the order that they were hoping things would unfold. By the way, shame on them. Shame on them. They've all had plenty of time. The idea that the 2024, when I'm sleep deprived, I have lots to say.
Yeah, you do.
I took a sleep.
I love it.
I took a sleeping pill at 1 a.m. last night.
Well,
at 1 a.m. And here was the theory. The theory was, this is going to knock me out, and I'm only going to get 3 or 4 hours of sleep, but it's going to be good sleep. It's going to be like Michael Jackson sleep. And then when I wake up, I'll be absolutely ready to roll.
No, we call this colonoscopy sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's use that
exactly
word instead of Michael Jackson sleep.
Yeah, please don't say Michael Jackson.
You're doing
Michael.
Well, though. Let's not stop the roll, please.
Okay, so the point is, I asked that question of Congressman Schiff. Here's his response.
It doesn't diminish it. In an ideal world, the Justice Department, which has the greatest resources but also has the most significant potential charges, that is, those involving the effort by Donald Trump to stop the peaceful transfer of power, that violent attack on the Capitol on January 6th, the multiple lines of effort in other states to pressure legislatures, demanding 11,780 votes from the Georgia Secretary of State that don't exist, those are the far more serious charges. If the Justice Department were handling all these cases in Georgia, in New York, they would undoubtedly bring their strongest case, their most serious case first. But that's not how our system works. And it doesn't mean, and it shouldn't mean, that the Manhattan DA, if they have probable cause to believe Donald Trump has committed a crime, it doesn't mean they shouldn't go forward. They should. And they must, if they're going to treat everyone the same way.
Right. Well, he's acknowledging in that response that it is the weakest. And as he said, if justice had control of all of them, no, you wouldn't be leading with this. Which brings me to today's poll question at Smirconish.com. By the way, yesterday, should the Manhattan DA indict Donald Trump? 24,913. It was 73% saying yes. Okay, I'm asking you now, with the predicate of what I've just offered, do you think Merrick Garland wants Alvin Bragg to indict Donald Trump regarding Stormy Daniels? Go to Smirconish.com and vote on that question. Do you think this is what Garland wants? Or do you think he's sitting in the Justice Department today saying, maybe they'll put it off for a couple more days and allow Jack Smith to get in first with the Mar-a-Lago documents, or, hey, Fonnie Willis in Fulton County, it's time. Go answer at Smirconish.com. I looked. I was voter number 414 earlier this morning, and it was running pretty close, 53-47. Do you think Garland wants Bragg to indict Donald Trump? Ladies and gentlemen, final note, and then I'll pause. For those of you who say, oh, my God, all you talk about is Trump, sorry. This is the story today. This is the story today, and it's going to be the story tomorrow. It is everything, everywhere, and all at once.
This is the Smirconish Podcast from SiriusXM.
Do you find yourself wondering at the end of the month, how can I work this hard and still be in debt? Well, you're not alone. Half of Americans are concerned they'll never get out of debt. In fact, it takes 17 years of minimum payments to pay off the average credit card balance. And since credit card interest rates have shot up 47% in the last 2 years, it's a never-ending battle. The credit card and financial system is rigged against the consumer. It's designed to keep you in debt, and the high cost of living keeps you stuck living paycheck to paycheck, making it impossible to get out. That's the depressing news. Now, here's how to get out from under this. Pivotal Debt Solutions has created an innovative new strategy with one goal in mind: end your debt quickly and permanently. How do they do it? Well, Pivotal Debt Solutions starts by analyzing all the debt solutions you qualify for. Their savvy negotiators can get the credit card companies to stop charging interest, and then they renegotiate what you owe. They get in your corner and stop those threatening calls and letters. But here's the game changer. Their experts use little-known hardship exemptions the loan companies don't want you to know about. Pivotal Debt Solutions searches out every possible solution to end your debt permanently, and they do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. If you're in debt and it feels like there's no escape, Pivotal Debt Solutions is your lifeline. Now, here's what you need to do. Before you make another payment or lose another night's sleep, go to zapmydebt.com. Answer a few easy questions and talk to one of their debt experts for free. You have nothing to lose. Their dedicated team is waiting to guide you through to financial freedom. Now, some debt solutions are time sensitive, so you need to hurry. Visit zapmydebt.com. Again, that's zapmydebt.com. Go to zapmydebt.com. Pivotal Debt Solutions can help you end your debt quickly and permanently. They get in your corner and stop those threatening calls and letters. Visit zapmydebt.com. Again, that's zapmydebt.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Tim, listen to Michael live weekdays on POTUS, Sirius XM channel 124, and on the SXM app.
Thank you for these telephone calls. I really appreciate it. In Virginia, Barbara, you get to go first. What did you most want to say?
I agree that I think Merrick Garland probably doesn't want the New York case to go first, not that he can choose. But I don't think it's as strong as the obstruction case. I think that if Jack Smith wanted to bring an indictment and brought that to Merrick Garland, he should go for it, because otherwise it just would prove to the world that, you know, somebody is, in fact, above the law. And so I think that that would be something he would be morally compelled to do. I also wonder... I think that I heard that there was something to do with national security involved in those documents that had to be kind of carefully used. I don't know whether that's true or not, but I heard that. And I also heard peripherally that Russian money had gone into shoring up Truth Social.
Yeah, I mean, I can't put any stock in, respectfully, any things that, you know, you may have heard that may or may not have truth. I'll simply say this. Jack Smith, thank you, Barbara. Jack Smith has tunnel vision. He's got one task: focus on those classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Jack Smith need not be concerned with what they found at Mike Pence's house or what they found at Joe Biden's house. Those are considerations, I argue, that Merrick Garland needs to take into consideration. Hi, Rich. You're in Orlando, Florida. What did you most want to say?
Hey, Michael. Yeah, I think when you say that Trump chose to talk about him being indicted on Tuesday, I don't think there's that much thought behind it. I think he just kind of blurts out whatever things pass through his head. So, I mean, I don't think that he has that conscious decision to really say, I'm going to do this in order to force his hand.
I don't think that Donald Trump thinks. I used to have a friend, really a brilliant guy, and we would say he had the ability to see around corners. I don't think that Donald Trump has the ability to see around corners. I don't think that he's playing three-dimensional chess. I think he's a one-move guy, and it's always to create chaos, and let's see what happens. And that's what I think he was seeking to do with the Tuesday. Because, listen, after Saturday and his posting, Robert Costello testified on Monday. I think the two of those were related. They yielded to Trump's request to present a witness that they otherwise were not going to, who came in and took on, apparently, Michael Cohen.
Yep, I agree.
I'm not giving him too much credit. I'm just saying he loves to throw a smart bomb into a situation just to see what's going to happen next. When they meet today, when the Manhattan grand jury meets today, if it's Michael Cohen again, making his umpteenth visit to the grand jury, it will clearly be to refute and respond to what Costello said on Monday. Again, by the way, an example, like I always say, of we have no idea where this news cycle is going. Who'd heard of Robert Costello a week ago? And all of a sudden, he's a guy who factors very much into this. Who heard of Evan Corcoran a week ago? But if they need to bring Cohen back today, doesn't that tell us the importance of Michael Cohen's testimony? For as much as some would like to say, well, there's corroborating evidence. They've got a lot of corroboration. It's not just going to be Trump's word against Cohen's word. Really? Then why do you have to bring Michael Cohen back to respond to what Corcoran had to say if there is corroborating evidence of what Cohen has presented? I'm dubious.
Hear more of Michael Smerconish on SiriusXM's POTUS, Channel 124.
Live weekdays from 9 a.m. to noon East, or anytime on the SXM app.
Connect with Michael on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and at Smerconish.com.
Michael Smerconish, for Independent Minds.
Do you find yourself wondering at the end of the month, how can I work this hard and still be in debt? Well, you're not alone. Half of Americans are concerned they'll never get out of debt. In fact, it takes 17 years of minimum payments to pay off the average credit card balance. And since credit card interest rates have shot up 47% in the last 2 years, it's a never-ending battle. The credit card and financial system is rigged against the consumer. It's designed to keep you in debt, and the high cost of living keeps you stuck living paycheck to paycheck, making it impossible to get out. That's the depressing news. Now, here's how to get out from under this. Pivotal Debt Solutions has created an innovative new strategy with one goal in mind: end your debt quickly and permanently. How do they do it? Well, Pivotal Debt Solutions starts by analyzing all the debt solutions you qualify for. Their savvy negotiators can get the credit card companies to stop charging interest, and then they renegotiate what you owe. They get in your corner and stop those threatening calls and letters. But here's the game changer. Their experts use little-known hardship exemptions the loan companies don't want you to know about. Pivotal Debt Solutions searches out every possible solution to end your debt permanently. And they do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. If you're in debt and it feels like there's no escape, Pivotal Debt Solutions is your lifeline. Now, here's what you need to do. Before you make another payment or lose another night's sleep, go to zapmydebt.com. Answer a few easy questions and talk to one of their debt experts for free. You have nothing to lose. Their dedicated team is waiting to guide you through to financial freedom. Now, some debt solutions are time sensitive, so you need to hurry. Visit zapmydebt.com. Again, that's zapmydebt.com. Go to zapmydebt.com. Pivotal Debt Solutions can help you end your debt quickly and permanently. They get in your corner and stop those threatening calls and letters. Visit zapmydebt.com. Again, that's zapmydebt.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.